Welcome aboard again, everyone, to the official podcast. It's the same four dudes here, and today we're joined by YouTube's most charitable man, the man of immeasurable wealth, Mr. Beast. Take it away. Tell us about yourself.
All right. Well, I don't want to give misdirection. I am 4 inches, and I like to give away money. That's about everything.
That about sums
That's
it up.
That's a good resume.
Yeah.
Yep.
Concise. I like it.
Four inches.
What do you mean by 4 inches? 4 inches of what? Penis?
Yeah, no, I know, it's sad, but that's what I'm stuck with.
No, well, is that 4 inches soft? Because if so, that's kind of impressive in a
no,
way.
No, that's hard.
Yeah,
it's, I don't know.
Well, that's not impressive. Geez.
I hate it. It's always on my mind. I can't stop thinking about it, so let's...
Yeah, dicks are always on my mind, too.
That's something I actually think about pretty often. Like, every time I hop in the shower and I see my flaccid dick, it's always like this pathetic experience, like, damn, this is what I was given.
Do you take cold showers, Charlie?
Yeah, I've been working on cold showers, and that's the most demoralizing experience.
How is your progress?
Wait, you're doing cold showers too?
Yeah, cold showers are super good.
We all are, right? Right,
no. Well, I actually just started doing that too.
How far are you?
Like a week. But like, I don't know how cold. Like, I just like put it in the middle instead of like steamy. It's just kind of like normal. But
oh no, that's bitch mode.
That's not cold.
No, how about you, Charlie?
I'm also in the training wheel stage. I go a little past like that bitch mode, so it's you feel a bit cold. It's like when you run the water on the cold setting, but it's also like 120 degrees out, so you get like that kind of refreshing.
You're meant to crank it all the way to the other side.
Yeah. Here's what I do. I take a shit and then I get in. I use the hot steamy water to blast the shit off of my ass, and then I turn the heat off completely, ice cold, and I stay there. Because it feels amazing, Andrew. You feel like a new man when you get out.
Yeah,
it's like a drug without any of the downsides. For like 10 minutes, you feel amazing afterwards. While you're in it, too. You know how you're in a shower and you don't want to get out sometimes, Andrew, after it starts getting you all warmed up? Mm-hmm. Cold is exactly like that once you get used to it, except you feel alive rather than sleepy.
Is it because the receptors in your skin equalize hot and cold?
I have no idea man. I just know. All I know is people who do it, they swear by it. It's according to studies, it has the same effect as antidepressants without any of the downsides if you do it regularly.
What a boring position that'd be to be a shower scientist.
I guess, but I don't know. I mean, yeah, I suppose so. I mean, the results are kind of predictable. Yeah. They did one study.
There's no defending it, Kyle.
Not everyone can be such a lead role in movies like you, Charlie.
Great, we can already bring up that scar immediately.
Yeah, again. I mean, because I know that the sensors in your skin, there's like, you know, pain, touch, pressure, all that shit. And I know, I read that the ones that determine temperature are polarized. So if you feel something super hot, it's the same as feeling something super cold. I'm dead fucking serious. Look it up. Look it up. I will bet you money. It's a complete
I'm
true
not
fact.
Arguing with you. I'm saying you're
but what I'm saying is you don't want it
so cold that it feels like you're scorching your skin or anything.
Right. Exactly. But I'm saying I think I get where you're coming from, because when I take a super hot steamy shower, I kind of get that same like euphoric, like nice feeling all over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess, I mean, because then you get cleaner, but the heat isn't so good for your skin. But one interesting study, which after I tell you the results is going to make you go, duh, but they took two groups of people. One were supposed to take their regular showers, and the other group was supposed to start taking only cold showers. And the point was to figure out if the people who take the cold showers improved their immune systems and would take fewer sick days. And the result was that they still got sick, just as sick as the people who took the regular showers, but they took fewer sick days regardless. So the result was that the people who took cold showers just started sucking it up when they were sick and still went to work.
I like that study. So,
maybe some placebo effect going on there?
Yeah, no, it just, you know, at some point it just gives you discipline. It takes a lot of discipline. Don't
like that.
To try it. I know a lot of people are going to listening to this who've never taken an actual cold shower, but it takes a lot of willpower not to crank up the heat as soon as it starts going cold. Like, try it. Do the challenge. Report back in the
Don't
comments.
Don't be demoralized if you're like Jimmy and I over, or excuse me, Mr. Beast over here with their fucking 4-inch door knockers.
Yeah. And then when it's like super cold, it gets even smaller. Like, you can barely see it.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's like
it's like a Tic Tac.
Yeah. No, it's like the, you remember the baby food? the meat sticks, the Vienna sausages?
Yeah.
Delicious.
Dude, it's actually, sausages. That's a perfect representation, actually.
Yeah, it's fucking sad, really. Yeah. All wrinkly and small.
He brought up a study, though, and I have trouble trusting studies because didn't like 90% of polls say like Hillary would win and then she didn't or whatever.
That's hardly a study.
Poll, study, anything, I can't trust it anymore.
Yeah,
I
wonder science, if it was fuck it.
I wonder studies. If it was the same guy who wrote the Hillary polls that did the shower science.
No, I mean, studies can be manipulated, of course. If
he's
you
a man of many traits.
Shadily, but polls are basically just, hey, I mean, it's like if you went to your Facebook friend and asked, hey, do you follow the same groups as I do? All right, that's the best group ever. Five of my friends like it. None of my enemies do, but I don't know.
Does he believe in cold
showers? The point of it.
Yeah.
I also would recommend cold showers. There's like a lot of studies to corroborate that it's good for overall health. So that's a big recommendation. But before we, you know, venture too far off cold showers and shrinking dicks, we might as well start with our staple question for you, Jimmy. Do you have any masturbatory tales that one would find interesting? Maybe something wild and wacky while eating the meat?
I mean, I don't know. I do know when I counted to 100,000, that at some point, I don't know what I was doing because it was just such, like, it was like 48 hours. But at some point, it looked like I was beating my dick. But I wasn't, but I guess I was on my phone, but it looked like I was just repeatedly moving my hand up and down for like 2 minutes straight. And like, I had to blacklist the word because there were so many comments. Like, is Mr. Beast masturbating at blank, blank, blank? And I don't know. I don't remember what I was doing.
How do you not remember if you weren't masturbating?
No, I wasn't masturbating. I obviously didn't do that, but I just don't know because it was a 48 hour like recording and like, half of it, I just don't remember. I was half dozed off. But I don't know why. It just looked like I was beating my dick, and I swear I wasn't.
Wait,
if you don't remember the recording, how do you know you weren't masturbating?
You're right. You caught me.
That's fucking wild that people would watch the entire thing and find that. Holy shit.
The people are obsessive.
Yeah.
Well, the whole video, like, no matter what, it doesn't drop below 1%, like, at any part. So, like, every second of it has been seen, so...
That's who the fuck out there has watched all 48 hours of him counting to 100,000? Holy shit.
Yep.
There's probably a sizable amount of people, honestly.
The part where the timestamp, where like it looked like I was beating my dick, there's a huge spike because everyone was commenting the timestamp. I was like, stop! I swear it wasn't.
Is it just, do you just sometimes zone out and start touching your dick? Because I feel like a lot of guys do that.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
It's not sexually, just, I don't know, I just start playing with like it like it's a hand.
I love just taking my hand like a gorilla's paw and just cupping under my balls and picking everything up at once, and I do that all day, every day.
And then you
day.
Drop it and feel the gravity
And you just feel like your underwear kind of gets in the cracks a little bit too and supports it. It's just so fucking satisfying.
Oh, yeah.
I do the same thing. Hugsby's at Twitch.
Wow, what a nice shout out.
I only ever do that when I'm wearing boxer briefs. I'm typically a boxers guy, but once I put on boxers briefs, which I only ever do if I'm doing like DDR where my nutsack flies around like a fucking pendulum, then I'll start like really playing down there because it's like so compressed. It's like, this is cool. It's like everything's one unit. You know what I mean?
Do you intentionally like tuck stuff in between the cracks, like between your legs and your balls? Because that's my mission in life. No matter. Well, so one big thing I've been doing for the...
How many cracks do you have?
Like eight. Let's not get into that. No. Not crack. More like a... So you know where your balls sit, how like they kind of touch your thighs? That like gap right there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's become my mission in life, and I do this every fucking night. Like, when I'm sleeping, I'll just take the blanket and just cram it in there so, like, my balls are, like, sitting up.
Yeah, same, because you don't want to squish your balls.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to squish them, and you want them to be comfy and supported like a pillow for them. And it's
like a little pillow.
It's so fucking comfy. Okay, I do it every night in bed.
I know what you're saying.
I still don't quite get it.
I do it every single night when I'm going to bed.
If you sleep on your
side,
your balls would be stuck in like a leg sandwich unless you pop them out with like a blanket or something.
Yeah. Exactly. So you just get a little support in there and you tuck it in where your balls meet your thighs in that little like crotch gap, and then it's so fucking comfortable.
You know, that reminded me of something, Andrew. One thing that I find myself doing without even thinking about it is if there's something at like knee height, or not exactly knee height, but like thigh height, like a table or something, ping pong table, for example, I typically rest my balls on it. Like, I'll stand up a little high and I'll put my balls on it like a podium.
I do that in my bathroom on the kitchen counter or the, the sink counter all the time. Same. Yeah.
It's cool when I'm in the sink.
It's like it's giving a presidential address at a podium. It's really fucking
especially
official.
On the edge. I love just slamming it down like a judge's gavel.
I mean, it's so good.
It depends, because, like, you know, pee stored in the balls, and I have to pee, then I'll rest my balls on, like, a table or something. It really just depends how much pee is in my balls.
See, oh, you play it by ear. I'm always like, you know what, this is at leg height. This is begging me to get my balls up there to say a few words.
Yeah.
Am I crazy? Oh, I don't think pee is stored in the balls.
Oh, it is. 100%.
You haven't read the shower science recently,
clearly.
Come on, Jackson.
Well, I mean, it's if you take cold showers. You're probably a hot shower guy. That's why.
Yeah.
Fucking oh, yeah, you loser.
Bottom tier over there.
What a mean paradox that your balls just and dick shrink when you take a cold shower, because you want to just jump out of the shower like a big man and declare to the planet just pound your chest like, look at me, I took a cold shower, but your dick's all tiny, so
that's one thing. That's one thing that women have it so easy on. Their vagina, for the most part, is always pleasant to look at, or always just like neatly wrapped up in itself. But with dicks, you can have them be super tiny, or sometimes just be like folded in half on itself, or just like tucked in its own skin, and worst fucking shit.
You have to be careful when you sit down.
Yeah, I remember back when, like in college, when I was like, okay, dick pics, these are kind of becoming a thing. What'll happen if I take one? And I take one, and it's like the most repulsive looking picture ever. My dick looks like it's got its eyes closed, and it's like folded up looking at the sun. It's awful. Oh, you have to do like a really professional photo shoot to make
it. Yeah, you gotta get the lighting right, man.
It's one of those things where when you look at it with your own eyes, you're like, oh, that's fine. Okay, that's cool. And then you look at it in a photo and you're like, oh, God, was it always that skinny?
Oh, yeah.
Did it always have that weird round part at the end? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, one of my dick pics I thought would be like a really artistic angle. I rested my phone at the bottom of my dorm bed. And I like jerked off a little bit to get super hard. So I took the picture looking up at me, and my dick was like, you know, like a fucking Sig Heil up there. And it was bent in a little bit, and it looked like an alien, or like somebody stretched out Silly Putty a little too far.
Did that have your like surprised face in the background?
No, I had I was too cool to look at it. Like I was looking away from an explosion. And it was so gross that I deleted that picture and then like 10 other ones. I went on a self-conscious rampage of cleansing.
I feel bad for women who get dick pics.
Yeah.
Me too.
Literally, almost none of them like them. Understandably, they're fucking horrible.
They are, man. They fucking are.
Fun fact, 2% of dicks are longer than 8 inches.
Only 2%?
Wait, is that a real fact?
Yeah, I remember hearing it on some other podcast, actually, ironically.
I'll take that at face value and feel good.
So you don't believe any studies about showers, but you believe this fact about 2% of dicks being over 8%.
Is that is that why Hillary lost the election?
Exactly. No. As long as only 2% of people are double my size, I can sleep well at night.
Double your size? The same goes for height. I mean...
Here's an uplifting factoid, then. 0.6% of men have a micropenis.
Oh,
out of 1,000.
I feel so bad for
that. That's the worst ailment. It really is.
Yeah, sorry.
But also imagine, how many people can fit into a theater?
Isn't it like natural selection or something? Like, why hasn't that killed them off?
I don't know.
I feel like most of the CEOs probably have micro penises because it was like this vendetta, like, this sucks. I've got to do something to compensate.
Maybe.
So if that's 6 out of 1,000, which like famous or actual big people do you think actually have one?
Tom Cruise.
Wait, are you talking about big or small ones?
I'm just saying it's an interesting phenomenon. If it's 6 out of 1,000, that's not that uncommon. There's got to be some big-wig dudes who only got power or fame because to compensate for their tiny dick.
That's what I'm saying. There's like, if 100,000 people watch this episode, that's 600 people with a micropenis.
Yeah. Damn. Those Holy people probably shit. Feel like shit
yeah,
right
take
now.
That, our audience. Yeah,
they're turning this off right now.
You thought you were big? Think again.
Oh, wait. What about the people that have two dicks? Like, what?
That's got to be very
that's,
rare.
That's like two people, isn't it?
That's like way rarer, yeah.
Yeah, no. Isn't it like 1 out of 2 out of 1 million or whatever? Something like that?
It's an alarmingly low statistic. Well, I guess not alarmingly, because it's not something you'd really think about, like goat horns downstairs or anything, but it's a very low number.
I hate thinking about that shit. Mm-hmm. I hate thinking about that shit because fantasy has ruined me. It's like you hear and they're like, oh, this guy's got two dicks. And then in your head, you're like, he's got two perfectly functioning sculpted, you know, cocks that he can just use and double penetrate your mom whenever. And then you see the actual photos and they're like disgusting, gnarled bits of coral down there.
I saw one
and
like both his dicks look normal. Like,
really?
Yeah, but could he use them normally? On Reddit. They both like, functioned and everything.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah, I remember that, too. AMA.
Wow, that man's got a fucking superpower.
Yeah, he said he fucked two girls at the same time before or something
that's
like that.
That's badass.
Yeah.
And you can fuck the same girl at the same time with both of them.
Look, your left and right hand don't count as different girls, though.
Yeah.
He's a porn star. Like doesn't he do porn? Didn't he say that he's done porn?
Probably like freak show porn.
Yeah.
I'll be right back, guys. Thank you.
He's going to go research you.
What if one of them was 8 inches and the other one is a micro penis? Do you just excuse it as a wart?
It's like, hey, girl, you can try both out.
Well, here's the question. Here's the interesting question. Would you rather have two dicks or a dick and a vagina?
Two dicks.
Yeah.
You sure?
I would really not like the... Yeah. Then you just have both risks. You have like all of the potential risks of a dick.
Wait, what am I going to do with a vagina? Get fucked by a guy?
Well, exactly. Not only could you try that, but there's always that thing where it's like, what would you do if you were the opposite sex for a day? And everyone says masturbate. It's like, I'd like to see what it's like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but this is permanent. I'd like to see what it's like.
Vagina, closing it up would be easier than getting rid of a dick.
That too.
No, wait, just chop that shit off.
Do you know how hard it is to cut a dick off?
I have no
idea. People do it all the time.
I just know I don't want two dicks.
I would also not want two dicks either. I think that'd just be unfortunate.
I don't think that's at all how they want to make it look like in the porn where the girls are just into it. Like, oh, you can fuck me twice the energy levels. No, they're going to look at you. They're going to laugh at you like a freak show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Plus, a lot of girls won't even want that in real life. You know, it's like there's a... You know?
Are we going to talk about...
romantics.
Are we going to talk about sexual organs? We should switch it up. Like, let's see.
You're right. Blue Apron is the finest food delivery service.
That's true. Yeah. Tell us about it, Andrew.
Well, speaking of delicious food, wink, wink, Blue Apron delivers farm-fresh ingredients and step-by-step recipes to your door. They achieve this by supporting a more sustainable food system, setting the highest standards for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs. If you want to skip meal planning, get straight to cooking with Blue Apron. You can enjoy delicious meals that are great on the grill, like the honey chipotle glazed. Oh, God. Okay, wait. We're not doing that yet because that's the group fun. So if you want to check out this week's menu that we're going to read in a fun way, and get three free meals, go to blueapron.com/official. That's blueapron.com/official to get your first three free meals. Blue Apron is a better way to cook.
Did you know there's a restaurant in Japan where they serve you penis? Like animal penises, obviously.
No,
all
right, let's move
human.
On from sexual organs. Let's
I agree.
Why? What's your problem with organs, man?
He's getting jealous.
I don't know. Like, is that what we're going to talk about the whole time?
You started this conversation saying you had dicks on your mind. Like, what? Why are you backing out now?
Yeah.
Well, because I already masturbated today, and if we keep going, I got to do it a second time. That's it.
Oh, no.
That's when it starts to get a little sore, you know?
Yeah, getting the gears turning.
Second time?
Yeah.
That's when you get sore?
Yeah, second time's when you give up?
Well, he's got a baby penis, so.
Ooh.
True.
Ooh, damn.
Do you masturbate by smashing it with a hammer? Like, I don't get what the problem is.
Yeah.
Well, to switch gears, there's something I actually did want to bring up to you. So you give away a fucking ton of money, and you get sponsors to help with that. How the fuck do you pitch that to them? Hey, can you give me money to give away? That, like, how does that conversation go down?
I mean, I don't really know, like, what you're asking. Like, I just literally send emails and link my videos, and they're like, oh, yeah, sure. I mean, that's really how it goes.
Okay, so I guess the question is, what do you ask them? Do you ask them, would you be willing to, you know...
No, I don't. I mean, most of them just want to do videos. Because, like, I like really shill sponsors hard because I want them to get their money back. So like they just see how well other ones do, and then they actually a lot of times approach me because they just see how well my videos do.
So then, Jimmy, if I could maybe retroly get where Charlie's going, how did it start then?
Because if you had
like fan base, you got to say, hey, I'm doing this, you know, give me money.
The first one was with Quid. And they only wanted to like give me $5,000. And I was like, give me $10,000 and I'll walk out my front door and go give it to a homeless person. And they're like, bullshit. I was like, watch me. And so they gave me $10,000 and then I just gave it to a homeless guy. And then I did 10 videos with them. And every video I gave away money to random people. And then I got big enough where I could just do brand deals with other companies.
Damn.
Because every time I did it. Yeah.
You clearly have the golden touch. How about you email Blue Apron and tell them if they pay for a cum covered poster, you will put it on your fireplace mantle. I don't know. I don't know what you can do with a poster. Just chop it up into bits and feed it to the homeless. But could he do that for us?
Well, Kaya, why don't you cut out the middleman, have him buy the poster, and then burn it for the prosperity of the earth?
I recently burnt like a huge box for it, and everyone like was screaming in the comments, like, "Don't burn things!"
Oh, well, that's so, there's no fun there.
Kind of sad, yeah. But I could wipe my tears with a couple of Benjamins.
Mm-hmm.
In case you have a sponsor who's willing to put down $50,000.
Are you a Twitch streamer?
Sure, I'll become one.
Hi!
That's like half my comments. Oh, I'll become a Twitch streamer if people will donate to me. It's like, that was funny the first million times.
Dude, I've worked enough putting my cum on that poster, okay? I don't have to stream Fortnite on top of it. I have some dignity.
I was gonna ask, though, like, the amount they give you for that is insane, though. Like, 10,000 I could almost reason with. Like, it's like, okay, 10,000, then I get this, you know, this cool shout out for the company. But I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't like the biggest one they gave you 100,000 to give away?
No. I don't know which video you saw.
Maybe it was 100,000 in total from sponsors.
I don't know. My last one was $50,000 I gave to Ninja. I don't know if that's what you're referring to.
Maybe it was that one. Maybe I just inflated it in my head.
Yeah. Just slightly.
I doubled it. Yeah. So it's a bit off.
Yeah. I mean, because I did 10,000 Twitch streamers like 3 times, and then I started pulling more views, and then I did 20, and then I did 30 twice, and then I did 40, and then I just did 50. So I guess next I got to do 60. I don't know where this ends, but as long as my views keep going up, I guess I can keep it going.
And then the sponsors are always happy to see it go like that.
Yeah, because most of them like do multiple videos, so they wouldn't do another one if they weren't happy.
It's such a wild deal that you set up, man. That's fucking, I mean, kudos to you. That's fucking
wild.
The
Ninja video is on like 11 million views, and like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, they obviously made their money back because I plugged the shit out of them. But I do it because like I want it to be a win-win for the streamer, for the company, just for everyone, you know? So just how it works. I mean, if you plug, like, if there is a YouTuber, the 1% watching this, like, if you actually plug companies hard, they'll come back and give you offers like way higher. It's just like you just gotta drive conversion and like
blueapron.com/official.
So Jimmy, your channel is super positive and momentum driven. Like, oh, I did this good thing and this nice thing and this cool thing and that. I'm really wondering, what's the worst part about what you do? What don't you like?
I mean, I am not like super into filming some things. Like, I mean, obviously, like, it's so random. Some things are so over the top. There's a lot of like grinding into it. But I mean, when I upload it and like I see like people's reactions and stuff, like it's worth it. But yeah, like sometimes I'm like, you know, setting up 100 leaf blowers and blowing up 10,000 balloons to try to fly, and I'm just like, you know.
Do you do your own editing as well in production?
No. I'm an editor, and I have a big crew that like helps me with videos and stuff. It would be impossible without them, to be honest.
Oh,
so then we can go back to your start then, because you already brought up when you counted from 1 to 100,000. Did you always know that that was going to be the way you took your channel, to do like more positive things? Because at first it was more like endurance challenges and how far is this lunatic going to go? Is he going to count that high?
It's just been a random shitstorm. I mean, if we're like, dude, I've made 1,000 videos almost, and they're all just random. It's really just like whatever pops in my head. Like, I wake up, I'm like, hey, let's do this, you know, and we kind of do it. That's just how it's been like the last 7 years. Just whatever. Because like only like 6 of my videos are endurance videos, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just been a random clusterfuck. Because even still, like, I mean, I Uber people at tanks, and then I like dip napalm and whatever that cold substance was. I just randomly think of things and it just works out.
And it's just you coming up with these things, or does your team also pitch in?
Well, I mean, recently I've been getting help from other people. For like the first like 99% of my videos, it was all me. But now like I do like talk to fans sometimes on Discord or like ask my friends for help. I've got a lot of help now, which has really made it a lot more enjoyable, because before I used to have to do everything on my own.
Well, that's good then. Now you get to network it out and come up with a bunch of different shit. So let's say fucking Epic Games comes at you, Mr. Beast, Jimmy, we want to give you $1 million. What are you going to do with it? What would you do with it?
I would probably go buy a house. That would be nice.
Oh, shit. I meant for like a video.
I know. I mean, if they gave me that much, I mean, it depends. Like, what do I want? Like, if I really want the most views, I'd have to donate like $1 million to one person, because like that's kind of what people want. But if I was like in the mood to help people, I would probably give like $10,000 to like 100 different people.
Okay, so you'd give it away.
Yeah, of course. Or, I mean, that's what I do for the most part. It's like the only real way at the moment for sponsors to like give me this kind of money is if I give it away, because those get lots of views. So it's kind of just like a fulfilling cycle where I just constantly give it all away, but it works out for them.
That's fair enough then. Christ.
Yep.
So what's your end game then?
I don't know. I need to start plugging my merch more is what I need to, because I want to buy a house and stuff. But because like every video costs like $10,000, which like
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. And I don't make $10,000 some videos, but in game, I don't know. I'm just like trying to grow as fast as I can, because I just really like YouTube. Like, YouTube's an awesome platform. Anyone can become famous. And I really like that idea. And I don't know. Like, I like the YouTube community, and I just want to be as big as I can, honestly.
Have you ever thought about like movie stuff? A lot of people want to use YouTube as all right. Well, we can scratch that one off that list. A lot of people use it as a stepping stone to like the next big thing. SoundCloud rapping, for example, tattoo your eyelids or something, yeet yeet on the forehead or something.
I have no interest in anything else. I'm not like that big of a camera guy. I really just like making YouTube videos and like talking to YouTubers and stuff like that. Like, that's my favorite part. It's just like the YouTube community.
Oh, okay.
So let's take YouTube out of the equation. Let's go back to little baby Jimmy sitting in his school before YouTube or internet fame at this caliber was even a thing. What would you want to do?
Oh, I don't know why, but I wanted to work at Walmart. My mom brought that up the other day. She was like, when you were a little kid, you used to talk about how you wanted to work at Walmart. For some reason, I was obsessed with Walmart. I wanted to work there.
So do you think maybe even while you're running this channel and doing what you're doing, whatever, if you got a job at Walmart, you'd achieve like peak happiness?
Nah, I think as sad as it is, I probably rely on my channel for a lot of my happiness, because it's essentially what I spend like 90% of my time doing.
Well, fuck you too, then, the Walmart, I guess. Yeah. They just lost a very valuable employee.
Speaking of, this podcast is sponsored by Walmart.
Mom literally every other day is like, you should try to get sponsored by Walmart. You're always buying stupid things. I was like, Mom, I don't think that's how it works. And like, I also curse, so I highly doubt that's going to be a thing.
Sounds like you just haven't tried.
Does Walmart even have advertisements now that I think about it? Is there such a thing?
Yeah. Ryan Toy Review Kid, he gets sponsored by Walmart all the time.
What?
Yep.
Yeah. Who?
Hey, Ryan Toy Kid. Yeah, he pulls like a billion views a month or whatever.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ!
What the fuck?
You don't know who Ryan Toy Review is?
I can't say I have.
He's literally your direct competitor.
Yeah, he's like number one.
Wait, what do you mean a direct competitor to our podcast? He's talking about dicks and everything while talking about toys.
Believe it or not, I was making a joke. Yeah, I was saying his content is similar to yours, but it's not. He's a little kid who reviews fucking Legos.
Oh, I had no idea who the fuck he was. I thought it could have been anything, Andrew.
Nah, he's one of the biggest channels on YouTube.
Oh,
one of the top 10. Of it.
Yeah, have you ever seen like parents hand their kids phones and it's just like on a toy channel and they'll literally just like tap recommended videos like all day, and like channels like these will rack up retarded views.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. The only two things I see kids doing on portable devices now everywhere is either playing Fortnite or watching like Finger Family videos.
Finger Family grind is still on the come up. I thought that would die.
Still fucking going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or playing Fortnite, or watching Fortnite. That's all I fucking see now.
We went down that finger family rabbit hole, and we talked about that on the podcast before, right?
I love that show. Like,
I don't think so.
Finger family? I don't know.
Really? You know, I'm sure you know of it, though, right, Jimmy? Like, the finger family?
I'm going to search it. Let's see. I hope it's not porn.
Oh, no, it's please cartoon channels for kids to click on.
It's a trend, though. It's a trend of cartoon things, of poorly animated animations, typically out of India, and then it's just mommy finger, daddy finger, where are you? Here I am.
How it's 841 million.
Holy yeah, God. It's made to cash in on the clicks. It's just reused assets thrown to the same nursery rhymes over and over and hoping that through algorithms and random clicks, they blow up and get all the money.
And they do, man.
Now, yeah, a better version of this is 5 Minute Crafts. Have you ever been on their channel? They're the fastest growing channel on YouTube.
I've never heard of them.
Who did you say was the fastest growing channel on YouTube, Charlie? You said someone else just the other day.
I thought Ninja was.
Wow. No. He's probably the fastest growing personality base.
Wow, what the fuck? These guys upload 5 videos a day.
Yeah, a lot of it's recycled content, but they kill it.
Oh, literally, my Lord.
Yeah, literally not even fucking like...
Go to their Social Blade. Go on Social Blade and search 5 Minute Crafts. They're like 1 billion views a month now or something like that.
Holy shit, like what is this though? 27 tips to get rid of insomnia. It's BuzzFeed. This is
760, but they're going up every month. Yeah, like they're probably going to pass PewDiePie one day because they're gaining 4 million subscribers a month, which means in the next year they're going to gain 50 million.
Are these human beings behind the channel?
It's a Russian algorithm.
Wow, dude. It's a big company. Like.
Holy Christ. Jesus fuck.
Do you guys ever think that YouTube, not YouTube, but Google, since they have that, what was that algorithm called that could produce photos that look like LSD trips?
Oh, deep dreaming, something like that.
Do you think one day they can make it sophisticated enough where it can just crank out Spider-Man and Elsa animations?
Oh, we don't know.
I feel like they already do.
Yeah.
I feel like they already
do. It's not... I think all of the Spider-Man and Elsa is out of an animation company in, I don't know, somewhere in India.
I know that right now they're all made by actual humans. I mean, in the future, could Skynet take over and do that, is what I'm saying.
Are you sure that they're actually specifically made by people? I thought I had read that there had been...
Who else would it be like made
auto-generation?
By?
Auto-generation. Yeah, auto-generation.
Some of them are auto-generated. I think the 3D ones are auto-generated.
They take assets and then just... Yeah. Randomly generate it.
I don't know.
Why don't we all create a kids channel? I have a young cousin.
Yeah, we really should.
Fuck it, let's do it.
It's ominous. Such easy money.
So much money.
That's
in
not
it,
the
yeah.
kind of thing I want to get in on. I have a cousin. Do you have a camera?
Okay.
I have a question for you, Jimmy. So, I mean, you give so much money to so many people. You make their days. You make them happy. I'm sure some of them... use that money for very good ends, and you know, do you ever think your philanthropy can make up for like 12 years ago calling somebody gay?
Oh, I remember that story, the Atlantic baby.
Oh, what is this?
Do you think you can dodge hell?
Give us a recap on what happened.
I mean, I'd rather not talk about it, to be honest.
Oh.
It's just so far out there, but I know like the media will take anything you say and just twist it. So like the best thing you can do is just not talk about stuff like that. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
It's kind of best thing you can do is tell them to fuck off.
Yeah, it was just a fucking awful hit piece from someone.
Yeah, but
at the
then if I say like, oh, it's just an awful hit piece, then like they're like, oh, Mr. Beast is insensitive, blah blah blah. You know? It's like they spin all your words out of control. Like you literally can't say anything. No matter what you say, like, you know, you're never going to come out, you know, better than if you just don't say anything.
Yeah, which is why I'll say it for you. It was a fucking awful hit piece. Fucking abysmal.
It was really sensitive, Charlie.
Yeah, it was horrible. I remember
it's
when
like,
that...
It's 2018, though. Like, no one should give a fuck whether a person is, like, gay or straight. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it really... Like, I don't care, you know? Like... It doesn't affect me, you know? Be whatever you want to be. Good for you, you know?
I can already see the headline from the same writer. Mr. Beast just doesn't care, he says.
Like, I mean, if you have a
just
six-pack...
Just be straight, he says.
...and you're hot, I mean, I'd kiss you if you wanted me to. Like, I don't care. Like,
Dude, that's how journalism works today, though. They will literally take that last snippet. They will cut out everything before just be straight.
Mr. That's Beast
and technically they're right. Technically, you said those words.
Mr. Right? Beast just makes creepy sexual advances on podcast. I'll kiss you, he says.
Me too. It came on to Kayla.
It's the saddest state of journalism, though, man. Yeah. Like it was all, like when that happened, Jimmy. I think the entire internet, with like a you know a functioning mind, was on your side. But then there's always that subsection that's like, "Holy shit, this is a bad guy," and it's worst.
I really don't think like I read like literally thousands of tweets, and I couldn't find a single one supporting the article. So I don't know. Like I think most people have a brain because I just literally I was like, I wonder what people are gonna say, and I was trying to find one negative, and I literally couldn't.
Oh yeah, they're not gonna be on the internet. I'm talking about people that actually still read the Atlantic, like the older generation of people that have no idea.
Well, they're the ones that would actually support what he said.
I don't think so either. They just read what the media will tell them, spun out of control. Be like, yes, that's it. I'm going to have to go burn down a church.
I've just learned I can't use the word gay anymore, I guess. That's what I got out of it.
Yeah, it's off limits.
Although they'll keep taking words away as well from you. So
I just don't understand. Like, if you don't use a word to like offend someone or like, you know, tear someone down, like if you just say a word, you know, like not to hurt someone, I just don't understand why it can be.
Jimmy, you don't get the internet. Words don't have context anymore.
I know, that's what really frustrates me all the time. Like, I see people getting fired because, like, they use a bad word, but they're using it to, like, say you shouldn't say this word, but they still get fired from these major corporations. I'm just like, what the fuck time are we living in, you know?
Yep.
It's witch hunting times, man.
Yeah.
Except don't use this word. Oh, you use that word, you're fired. Like, what? You know?
Well, the only exception I'll make here is the case of Papa John Schnatter. Have you guys kept up with his case?
So
in a conference call with like a laundry firm that worked with Papa John's, he dropped like the hard R N-word on him and then like was talking about like some real racist shit. And his defense was he was pressured to do it. He was forced to be racist.
How does that work? Yeah, here's
that's
the
word we'll just never get. Papa John's founder
blames N-word scandal on extortion attempt.
What? I was just sitting in that call and I just felt so pressured because I hate black people so much that I had to say it.
Andrew, you're joking, but his whole defense was quite literally like the laundry firm just wasn't getting it. They kept pushing him and pushing him and pushing him until he finally was cornered like an animal and had to be racist.
Oh, wow. He's talking about how... I don't understand.
I'm talking about a podcast.
No, the pizza mogul who was accused of using a racial slur during an internal conference call in May is claiming the marketing firm that set up the call tried to extort $6 million from the chain to keep quiet about the slur. So he said it, and then the people who, I guess, recorded the call extorted him to make it go away. But then that doesn't, like, why did he say it in the first place?
Really?
That was my answer, because he went on a podcast claiming that he was being forced to, like he was getting backed into a corner.
Wasn't the call something to do with crisis management or something along those lines? They were trying to teach him how to deal with these, like, massive press events and not say anything messed up. So they were role-playing.
It says, I don't know how to pronounce this name. Schnatter
Papa.
Has maintained that laundry service pushed him to say the N-word during the call.
You guys didn't hear the recording of it. I did. Literally, the whole call, they're just going, say the N-word. Say the N-word, Papa John. Say the N-word. Do it. Do it, pussy. You won't. Say the N-word.
What if his defense was like, and they held a clock in front of me and just, you know, I just got hypnotized. I couldn't, you know, not.
I was on the phone and four people with signs with the word on it were just circling around my face. I couldn't look anywhere.
They were threatening my family.
It was all over my emails. I got texts with the word in it.
I don't get this at all.
They put a device on my head to like make my brain say it.
Explain. All of these articles are circular. They're saying that he was pressured into using the N-word by the company and then extorted by the company for using the N-word, as leverage to use the N-word.
I was reading this on a little like the trip to Orlando yesterday because it was such a fascinating story. He went on, I think it was a podcast. It might have been a radio show. I'm not sure. And he said it was something like he kept getting backed into a corner by them. He kept saying them, I'm assuming it's the laundry firm, to use the N-word and be a racist. And then his defense after that, after he said it, was, I was just talking like the colonel, referring to Colonel Sanders, who was a racist, apparently.
That's a great defense.
This is making no sense to me. Like,
what a great defense. Maniac. I wasn't racist. I was just talking like a notorious racist.
Yeah, they wanted him to roleplay as someone who had grievances so that they could show him how to respond to that, but then he went full racist.
Thank you so much for coming into the call, Papa John. We just want to limber up and get a family atmosphere. Can you say the N-word real quick? It's just for fun.
What kind of a call was this? Listen to this. Schnatter allegedly went on to recall instances from his childhood when African Americans were dragged behind trucks until they
Jesus.
Died.
Jesus. What kind fuck of a does pizza call is anything? This?
I don't know. Why are you talking about this?
I just
pizza
told
company?
You I. Wait, it's a crisis management.
Is that
thing.
Actually what it was, Jackson?
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was a joke. It was literal crisis management.
What kind of crisis management?
He's been in the headlines so much recently.
Oh, well, this did him a lot of good then.
He obviously didn't choose a very good company to teach him.
Oh, God. What a dipshit. Listen,
at the end of the day, Jimmy, if this serves no other purpose, it teaches you it could have been a lot worse, I guess.
Look, at the end of the day, you probably really don't want Papa John working at your company. Listen, there's a lot of shit going down in employment, a lot of scandals, a lot of bad things being said. But if you want to find employees that will represent your company to the greatest of their ability, then you're going to want to use ZipRecruiter. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/official so you can take advantage of ZipRecruiter's amazing features such as sending your jobs to over 100 of the web's leading job boards and using powerful matching technology to scan thousands of people's resumes to find people with the right experience for the job that you are posting. Tell them more, Jackson.
Well, basically, you can just post a job for free to this site and they'll find people to work for you. It's really cost effective and it's really efficient at what it does. So go to ziprecruiter.com/official to get a job or get someone to do your job. Yeah, that works. Go to ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
You think if I go on ZipRecruiter, I can find someone that can refresh my video all day for like all year?
That used to be a thing, man.
Yeah, I know, right? That was like really old school.
That was super fucking old school. It was like basically like Chinese gold farmers for World of Warcraft did like a side hobby of refreshing YouTube videos.
But it would cap it after like 20. I remember doing that when I was like 13.
You boys remember the heyday of YouTube where if your video hit over 300 views, they would pause it?
Yeah.
Yes. I remember that. I remember getting super excited when I put a video out and I noticed it hit 300 video views in like an hour and I'd be like, oh, it's popular.
Yeah, it would be 301.
Yep. Yeah.
The 301. Man, back in Gears of War, when you saw a montage at 301, you're like, shit, this is about to fucking explode.
That would always make my day because then I'd be like, oh, I can't wait to wake up tomorrow and see how many views it has. Oh, it's exciting. And then it was nothing.
Those were the good times, though. All I do now is stare at my real time. It's a curse. Do you guys have that problem? Like, it's so hard not to look at your real time, like, 5 times a day.
All it ever does is depress me, but yeah. Every single fucking time. Because, like, I'll never be satisfied. I get a decent amount of viewership, and I get good returns on everything I make. But no matter what, I'm just always like, man, I wish it was higher. It could have been a little bit more.
What's your average view duration on your channel?
Oh God, I have no idea.
He's gonna say, he couldn't get us on dick size, so now he's coming for view duration.
Yeah. No, I was gonna say like just I have zero fucking high view
idea.
Duration and click ratio, and the video do well.
I have zero idea. I mean, I know I'm doing something right because I'm really gaming the algorithms right now, and it's bumped up my average views significantly. So I don't know.
Well, it's just click ratio and watch time. I mean, if people click on a video a high amount of time and they watch it for a long time, like, what the fuck else does YouTube want, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true. What's your view duration,
no swear words.
Well, on my ninja video, the recent one I uploaded, it was 11 minutes, which is why it got 10 million views in, like, a day. That's the highest I've ever had. If you graph your videos, the higher your click ratio and average view duration, the more views you'll get.
Have you tried using the N-word?
See, that would lower both those stats.
Ooh, that would lower everything. That's a brilliant goddamn video. Go to your sponsors, say, hey, I need $100,000. I'll be right back. Then go to, like, I don't know, a Markiplier live stream and be like, if you say the N-word, I'll give you $100,000.
Oh, not to do it.
Fun story. I was going to do a video titled Saying Racial Slurs for 10 hours straight, and I was just going to go, I was just going to stare at the camera and then go, racial slurs, racial slurs, racial slurs, racial slurs. But like the clickbait would be like saying racial slurs for 10 hours. And like my manager and my network, everyone was like, you can't upload that video. I was like, why? I'm not saying anything bad. And they were like, no.
Did you already make it before you took it to them?
But I was just like, they asked me what video I was filming that week and I told them that was it. And they all were like, no. Like even my... Well, I guess I shouldn't... Like, even my network, like, voted on it, and they were all like, no, like, you can't post that. I was like, ah! Because that would have got so many views. Dude, like, imagine, like, me wearing a Make America Great Again hat, and the thumbnail's, like, me looking tired. It's like, I said racial slurs for 10 hours straight, but I don't say racial slurs. I just go, racial slurs, racial slurs.
Did you actually scream at your manager over the phone?
Yeah.
Did they actually go, Jimmy, it's really not a good idea, and you went, ah!
Yeah, precisely. Yep. But... if one of you guys want to do that, go ahead. I think that is a banger. Like, that is a viral video. That's as viral as it comes. As long as you wear, like, a Trump hat and stuff like that, like, that would go off.
I really hope somebody listening to this does it, and it does take off.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of mad you never did it.
If someone does it, do, like say at the beginning, like, at every 1 hour mark, you'll do something special. Like, 1 hour in, go kick a car. And, like, 2 hours in, like, dump water in your head. That way it gets average view duration, because... you know, if not, your retention will only be like a minute and it won't go viral. But anyways.
I mean, actually, that brings me to a question I can ask you then. You typically give advice to like up and coming YouTubers. What's like the main big one big advice you would give to somebody that wants to start a channel and get going on the site?
Yeah, it's literally what I already said. I mean, if a high amount of people click on your video, because like you can see your click ratio, you can see exactly what percentage of people click on your video. If a high percentage click on it and they watch it for a really long time, YouTube literally has no choice but to recommend your video. Actually, the algorithm is really simple at the moment. I mean,
so how would they get to that? Like, what would you tell them to go to get there? Would you recommend like clickbaiting? Would you?
No, like, I mean, so like that's also the other thing. Like, I mean, so if you're a small channel, right? I mean, you just got to be creative, which is what hurts my brain, is why people don't think outside the box. I mean, I would tell my mom, only eat bananas or buy bananas for like the next couple weeks and save up banana peels and like draw a dick in your front yard out of bananas. That's a viral video. If you have a fucking banana dick in your front yard, I'd click on it. Or like, you know, steal all the paper clips out of your school and make the world's longest paperclip chain. Or I don't know. Like, dude, there's so many viral videos that aren't expensive at all. You just got to be creative. You know, people don't think outside the box.
Okay, so then the advice is be creative and maybe not necessarily follow trends. Like, I made my girlfriend strip when I get a kill in Fortnite or something like that.
Well, I mean, it depends, like, how fast you want to grow. Ultimately, if you just have high click ratio and high watch time, that's it. So just anytime there's dull moments in a video, cut it out and, like, have quick transitions. Because, like, 5 seconds of dull moments, you could lose, like, 10% of your viewers. And then, like, your video probably won't go viral. Just... make it really bang bang is the biggest thing.
Okay, that's fair enough. I'm sure someone out there after making the racial slurs video is going to get some momentum going on their side.
Yep. So Jimmy, then what trends do you personally hate in YouTube? Because it seems like you hit a lot of the marks that big YouTubers do, like cutting out silences and this and that. What are some things that you see all over YouTube that you hate?
That I hate? Well, I mean, I don't really think it's worth your time to, like, you know, go pillage channels and hate on them. I don't give a fuck, really, what other people do. Like, but I don't know. I would just say, like, creativity. There's a huge lack of it. Like, everyone just does the same thing. No one's really thinking outside the box. Like, there's so many things you can do, and it doesn't even have to be expensive if you're just creative. But I feel like people just, like, put 5 minutes into thinking of video ideas, and then they're done.
Can you give some examples?
Oh, I mean, call somebody out.
Yeah, do it. Don't be like, I don't know if you're aware, but I mean, like, Charlie and I both, and I'm sure to some extent Jackson and Kai, make content where we in fact call out other channels.
Well, I don't know, like, I can't really think of anyone I really hate. I really don't care what other people do, I would just say, like, if it's not original or like creative, I think it's stupid. Like, it's not that hard to like think of good ideas.
All right. Well, what channels would you recommend then? Are there any channels that you personally really like for their creativity? What's some examples?
I don't know. I don't watch YouTube. There's nothing that really grabs me that
much. Wow, scandal. Done. It's all over for you.
He hates YouTube.
Big YouTuber doesn't even watch YouTube. Done.
I don't know.
Jimmy, you may as well start saying the N-word now because you're finished.
Yeah, especially because I'm in North Carolina. I'm all far away from any internet people or any people with brains for that matter, really.
Oh, you're not a fan of North Carolina.
Well, I mean, Bible thumpers and everyone talks about religion and I'm just like, I don't care, you know?
That's fair.
So you're one of your pet peeves is religious people?
Funny words in my mouth. I'm just saying.
You're learning the tricks. You're learning the
all
tricks.
Right, Mr. Wall Street Journal over here.
I regret
shouting out your Twitch channel.
How would you describe them? And use a way that also tells their skin color.
Doesn't it seem pointless to revolve your whole life around like an old book that you don't even know could be true?
Now we're getting into some wubba lubba dub dubbing now. All
right. Tell me like I'm wrong or no. I don't know.
Now we're getting some meat. I like that.
I think, boys, I think I'm smelling Jimmy's new video here. Burning 10,000 Bibles, what did God do about it?
YouTube would be like, no more views for you and cut me off.
I think that'd probably be the end there.
I gave my church $100,000 to get raptured to heaven.
I don't know.
What happens will shock you. I don't get raptured to heaven.
I mean, that's totally fair.
Happens will shock you. Like, I don't think that a better one would be, and this happened. I like to put that at the end of my title. Like, I did blank and this happened. Like, it does really well.
So then what of all the things you've done has surprised or shocked you the most? What's really gotten you?
What? Like, what
like out of your videos? Like,
your video has shocked you the most?
Yeah, you make a lot of videos where it's like, oh, you won't believe what happens, or check this out, or oh, this is crazy. What was the one where you did it and went, holy shit, I didn't expect that, or wow, I actually was blown away?
Let me scroll. I don't know. I mean, most of them you can kind of tell. I am really annoyed when I walked into random stores with dinosaur costumes. Walmart kicked us out immediately and called the cops on us. And then I went in that same Walmart like a month later, and there was a video on the TVs playing of a bunch of dinosaurs in the same costumes dancing. Like, Walmart did an ad with dinosaur costumes like a couple weeks after they kicked us out for trying to march in there with dinosaur costumes.
Damn, they fucking stole your idea.
I know, really? I got really mad. But then, I know, and I was like, I'm going to mention this in a video. My mom's like, no, Walmart might sponsor you one day. I was like, and my mom was like really adamant, like, no, you cannot roast Walmart. I was like, whoa.
Jesus, your mom is a huge Walmart advocate, it seems. Really? Is she on the board? She
loves those low prices.
She does. She really does. She's obsessed with it. She really thinks one day me and Walmart are going to be best buddies.
Well, if you're listening to this, Mr. Walmart, you know who to contact.
Hit me up. Let me give $100,000 to a Twitch streamer. any company out there, if you want to give me 100 grand, I will literally throw it at a random guy on Twitch, and it would be really funny. Or girl. I'm not sexist. I don't know.
Do you have anything to say? Anything to add to that, Andrew?
Well, just that I stream on Twitch almost every day.
Send me a link. I'll make the next donation to you.
Oh, Jesus.
There's rules for this shit. Like, I can donate to whoever I want.
Baby. You better fucking believe I'm doing it.
Andrew's in his fucking cream and jeans right now, about to hop in a cold shower.
There you go. I guess the one that surprised me was when I got 3 million pennies to get my 3 million subscriber. I didn't realize like how fucking heavy 3 million pennies were.
Oh, that you just reminded me of another quick question I had. Thank you. What have you done that's been cut? What are some ideas that didn't work or things that you tried?
We tried to start a car with lemons, and I don't even have to explain that to you. We tried to build a catapult and like launch Cheerios into my mouth across a football field or like not a football field, but like the distance, and like we couldn't get it to go more than like 10 feet when we catapulted things. So that was a shame. I tried to build the world's largest baking soda volcano, and I don't know, it just looked stupid. And when it erupted, it just looked dumb. And what was after that? Oh yeah, I thought it would be funny clickbait to like dig a hole to China and just like dig a hole as deep as I could and then just stop whenever I couldn't dig further. But it was really boring, so I never uploaded it. And then, what was the other one? I don't know. There's a lot, actually, because, like, if a video is not, like, really entertaining, I usually just delete it.
That's crazy, man, because it seems like there's a lot of prep into that. I'd feel, like, so attached to that product, like my baby. If I built a fucking catapult, you best believe that's going up somewhere.
Yeah, I think, funny that you mentioned that. I think my, because I bought, like, hundreds of fans, and I, like, tried to push a car.
You heard it here first. He bought his fans. His audience is not legitimate.
Yeah, you're right. But, and that wasn't really that much content, so I think, actually, my next video will be just the compilation of, like, all these videos I scrapped. Like, when I tried to swim in a pool of Tide Pods, or I, like, dropped dry ice in, like, a huge-ass fire and stupid shit like that. What was one? There was one really good one. What was it? I can't remember it, but I keep thinking of the lemons. We spent like 2 whole days hooking up lemons to like a series circuit, and the most we could power was a fucking calculator.
That's pretty cool, though.
I would have, I would have put that out as hate.
It's just like there wasn't any content. Like the clickbait's there, but like, I don't know, there wasn't content. You know, like,
isn't that all you need?
Yeah. No, not really. I mean, if you want to pull like 5 to 10 million views, you have to have like really long average view duration.
Mm-hmm. Or just like a lemon calculator. That shit sounds pretty wild.
Or just Ninja from Fortnite.
Yeah.
That's cheating.
I think, though, I'll just do like, how many lemons does it take to start a car? ? And then it's like the thumbnail is all 1,000 lemons plugged into a car. And then I'll just be like, oh, it didn't work. Here's some other videos I scrapped.
How long did it take you to, on average, how long does it take you to get all these materials? Like 1,000 lemons, like that's like 10 Walmarts worth of rating.
Yeah, that's why I pay people to help me. Like, again, there's no way I could do this stuff on my own. Like, fucking blowing up 10,000 balloons and building a structure to put 100 leaf blowers pointing up and, like, trying to lift me off the ground. Like, I have, like, a team of, like, 5 people that really okay. help me with a lot of these.
So is it pretty much like, I have this idea, let's make it happen tomorrow, and then your team does it somehow?
Well, that's how it was, but I really want to get to the point where I'm uploading 4 videos a week, so we're trying to, like, plan in advance, because it's like, I want to do a video where I dump 100 million Orbeez on my head. So we ordered those, but like obviously those won't come in for a really long time. So like
100 million?
Yeah, because like the most I've ever seen is like 25 million. So like 100 million. Anyone watching this, don't fucking steal it. Okay, they're almost in.
To everyone out there that can afford 100 million Orbeez and can find a supplier to fulfill that order, please refrain.
Did you buy a manufacturing plant in China or something? How did you get 100 million fucking Orbeez?
Yeah, I bought it straight from the factory in China, so I got it like literally at the cost it took them to make it.
Holy fuck, man.
So, wait a minute, are you Mark Robber who did 25 million Orbeez in a pool?
Is he the one who did it? I guess he is. Yeah.
He's
also the fucker that powered a car with lemons, and,
Wait a minute. So it sounds like you do have someone on YouTube that you don't like.
Well, I filmed this video where I powered a car with lemons, partly why I didn't upload it, and then the day after we finished filming it, he uploads a video that he powered a car with lemons. I was like, no! I wanted that viral video! And I'm like, I don't like to upload things that, like, other people have done, so that was really annoying.
Did he actually get the car to work off lemons,
no,
and the best you could do is a calculator?
No, I don't think he got it to work
either. Oh.
Yeah. But he's a NASA engineer, so.
Oh. Yeah. Jesus.
He should have known better, though.
Be in a video with me and help me. Because, like, I'm not an engineer. I'm just a stupid kid that just guesses and buys shit and makes it up. But, like, he does similar things, but he actually makes it work. But has he ever grilled a microwave, microwave, and a microwave, microwaving a toaster, toasting an iPhone, watching microwave and microwave, 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 while being on fire? I don't think so.
Well, actually, right. Now that you mention it, he literally just uploaded that video like 20 minutes ago.
Well, good, because we're going to do the same thing, but with the stove next time.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
We bought a stove, but we realized they don't use the normal outlet, which really pissed me off, because like that was the key thing, like baking the microwaves, microwaving, like it would have been much better if we had a stove.
What's his name? Mark Roberts?
Markiplier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that guy. The NASA engineer.
Yeah. Let's see his lemon. Ooh, his lemon thumbnail probably could have been a little bit better.
Yeah, grade his content.
Yeah, fuck
for
this
us.
Guy. Yeah, roast him. Do it.
No, I'm just saying, like, if for mine, I'm going for like 1,000 lemons hooked together, like, and then just one single cord going into like the car's engine. But I don't know, we'll see. Watch me get cursed and mine does worse than his.
I'm a fucking idiot. I was typing in Mark Robert and I kept getting a tennis player and I was wondering how the fuck this guy was able to do the lemon thing.
Oh, I just looked up Markiplier.
What we're filming tomorrow is how many speakers does it take to move 10 pounds? Or can 100 speakers move 10 pounds? I don't know which title I'll go with, but... And I have like a wall of speakers I bought. And then I'm going to put 10 pounds in front of it and just see if it moves.
Are you going to play music or just like some type like of it's inaudible everyday, noise? Bro,
with that Disney Channel flow.
Ooh,
just on max volume. On all of them. I think it'll actually move it. Because they're like the subwoofers and stuff make like the fucking walls vibrate. There's so many of them.
Choose a better song. I mean, I understand it's a meme within it, but my lord, that is an insufferable tune.
Yeah, I want to die. If death jokes are still funny, I don't know.
Andrew?
Huh? Oh, am I the humor critic?
Yeah.
Yes.
Rate my joke.
Oh, God.
Be harsh. Be harsh. Just hit me with it. Slap me with your dick.
Oh, all right, if you want the real actual roast for someone who's obsessed with being original, I'm surprised you went with that one.
Yeah, you're right. I deserve that. You're right. Mushroom stamp my forehead. That's.
I had a question piggybacking off the lemons, and I totally fucking forgot what it was now.
Good. I'm going to go to your channel. Speaking of thumbnails, let's look at yours.
Ooh.
Oh, there's no thumbnails there. It's stills from the video. Yeah. So, I mean, there's worst, plenty to...
Worst fisherman. That's actually not too bad. Peasant, pleasant, serious customer. That was not too bad. Behind the scenes of Fart Saver.
That's now that one you can't insult. That one, a lot of work went into. You know what? Let's touch on that, Andrew, because you and I tag team that.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so
for those of you listening out at home, if you want some behind the scenes facts, some of those farts come from my ass.
No, I made that very clear. So Jimmy, I understand there's a lot of prep that goes into your work, but it's probably nothing to the Herculean undertaking that making a fart in Beat Saber was. I had this idea during a 51-hour road trip. Where I was going to take one of my farts and turn it into a Beat Saber custom song. I couldn't do it, Jimmy. You know why I couldn't do it? Because it's hard as fuck to make a custom song in Beat Saber. You know why else I couldn't do it, Jimmy? Because my farts are pathetic.
Yeah, you didn't eat enough baked beans?
Yeah, no, my farts are pathetic. Andrew can vouch. They're like the most embarrassing little sprinkles.
Do you just do little windy ones? Like, it doesn't make a noise.
We called them when we were first hanging out, and I remember this distinctly, baby broccoli farts.
Yeah,
because Charlie would eat a lot of broccoli and his farts were just like that's it.
No, it didn't even make that noise. It's just
yeah.
That's about it. That's as intense as they get. So I needed to go to the
loose ass.
No, it's just a hairy ass and it dampens the sound.
I have a hairy ass.
Before you continue with your story, you should do a video where you record every fart for the next year. That would be funny. Ooh. Do it. You won't.
My farts are too
use the N-word.
Every time you're about to fart, whip out your phone, record it. Do that for a whole year. And
here's the thing. I'll attest on this because I was on this problem. So when he brought this idea up to me, I was visiting Wisconsin for one of my friends who moved there, and I found that unless you're not really doing anything, it's hard to go, oh fuck, I got a fart, I'll record it. Because you don't realize how sound invasive environments you can easily find yourself in, and also how places you can't just fart in public and record it without feeling like a weirdo.
I've been trying to record every time I sneeze, but yeah, a lot of times I do forget.
It's just really, not only is it hard to remember, but then finally I'd be like, oh, I got a great fart coming. Then I'd look around, I'm like, oh, I'm at Walmart.
That's what would make the video funny, if like half the time there's like a little kid in the background just staring at you in disgust. That's what would make it.
Speaking of fucking disgust, my farts are only ever like farty, like poopy, shitty fart sounding when I'm like spreading my cheeks on a toilet seat. So every time I went to take a shit, I'd start recording, but it always just ended up with me shitting. So you just hear the sound of shit hitting the water. So that's half of the videos. So then I needed to, I was clearly no one wants to listen to some man shitting into a toilet. So I recruited the help of my girlfriend and Andrew, because my girlfriend's fart sounds like some real power lifter type shit. Like, you know, in like the meat muscle bound man at the gym, like maybe toots a little bit. It's got some thunderous bass behind it. That's what she works with. And Andrew's farts are pretty legendary. Like, they'll contaminate a room and make a nice sound with it. So I recruited them and had them both recording farts for me. And then they compiled all of it, and I had this nice collection of farts. And then I couldn't do the Beat Saber song, so I had to recruit a guy to do that for me as well, who's extremely talented at Beat Saber songs. And then there we have it. Fart Saber, baby.
I feel so bad, though, because my best ones I wasn't able to record.
Your farts were just not worth anything, man. Like,
they really
I had
weren't.
To go with Tiana's.
Yeah, I couldn't get you the good one. The only good ones that ever happened were just not recorded due to whatever circumstances.
Kaya's farts upsetting. Are really fucking strong, too. I was going to use the one where you laid ass into the mic when we were watching E3, but Jackson was laughing too hard, so it drowned out a lot.
Oh, that would have
been
perfect.
Fun. Yeah, drowned out the note.
Yeah.
You should...
It was too funny. You can't blame me.
Yeah.
You should fart in a jar and or like make like sell that instead of merch. You should just sell your farts in a jar.
Well,
that
no, wait,
make
Jimmy.
Me look like a douchebag. That's right,
Jimmy. Take your video. Take your video. Fuck the 100 speakers. How many farts does it take to move 10 pounds?
Ooh,
ooh.
Yeah. I don't know if that's feasible though.
It's probably unlikely. Plus, there'd always be that guy just that cheats, that sharts.
Yeah, just like always fart in jars and like slowly compile the jars to have a lot. And
at least have your speakers play a strong fart instead of some shit song.
Oh, that's true. You could blast a fart through the speakers. Like, okay, let's say you want to do both. It doesn't move
I'll
on every day,
down.
Bro.
Yeah, no, we have like a list of like 20 songs we're gonna play. But yeah,
yeah. Try the ass orchestra.
Good. Yeah, that's good. I'm gonna write that down. Actually,
do it.
I think it'll be great. But yeah, man, Fart Saber, the biggest Beat Saber song to ever grace the internet, man. It's a great,
I'm
great
more
tune.
Of a Don't Spring Break in Miami type of guy.
Miami's a shithole.
It is. It absolutely is. There's nothing right with it. Do you enjoy traffic where the streets just kind of go where they want? Go to Miami. Do you enjoy never being able to park? Go to Miami. Just sucks ass.
Jackson, when you come... Well, I guess the cat's out of the bag. When you come here, you're not visiting Miami, are you?
I don't know. Is Miami near Disney World?
No, it's in the opposite direction.
No, God, no. It's like 5 hours north.
Okay, then no.
I was going to recommend just don't even fucking bother.
What if I
put
my...
Is it just a tourist trap?
What if I put my headset down and just drove straight to where you live and just, like, picked up the podcast up in, like, your mic? Like, was like, hey. Like, I just left, and then, like, 5 hours later, I start talking through Charlie's mic.
That'd be some, like...
The only downside is that would not translate to an audio format at all. They would have no idea anything happened.
Or I just join on my phone and talk on the drive there.
We'd be freaking out because you'd be in Charlie's mic, but everyone listening at home would be like, I don't get it. He went silent for 6 hours and then started talking again. Like, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
What a magic trick.
Got him.
No, speaking of which, I think it would be funny to try to fly a drone across America. Like,
Do it.
Yeah, no, that's what we're working on, but it sounds like it's going to be like a bitch, but I think it would be really funny.
All right, here's what you do. You get a drone. You get a high-powered drone with extra batteries on it and pure gyro stability so you can trust that it's going to fly. You tape a sign to it that says, in quotes, say the N-word, and then you fly it to Papa John's house.
You're right. That's the viral video right there.
Make sure there's a camera mounted on it, too.
Yeah, harassing Papa John Schnatter. God, that fucking story is a gift that keeps on giving. I know, Kaya, you went down that rabbit hole just a little bit ago for quite a little bit.
Yeah, it's man, amazing. It's great. You could goad him into it by saying that Colonel Sanders used to do it. That was apparently his excuse. Schnatter said Colonel Sanders called blacks the N-word all the time.
Yeah, and then apparently that's okay for Papa John to do. You know, one story that my dad always told me is Papa John Schnatter used to be a big NASCAR guy, and my dad used to like, you know, racing cars and shit for whatever reason. But anyway, Papa John would go out there, and he'd cruise around handing out pizzas, and he was just a general nice guy, and now look at him. Now he's a racist man that's being haunted by aliens or something.
He was always racist.
Little do you know, at that racetrack, every time a black guy would ask for one, he'd just say, not for you.
I wonder if he has always been a piece of shit or if he changed along the way.
I feel like that kind of thing, it happens early.
Yeah, especially for someone that, like, the entire brand is about their identity. Mm. Like, as a huge fucking narcissist, he named his pizza company Papa John after himself.
Oh, shit. That didn't click in my head. Are they going to, like, tank in stock or...
They're down 5% now. I don't know.
Yeah, they're already feeling the effects of firing him. And then NFL obviously pulled their deal with them. The laundry company. Yeah, the laundry company, I think, is a pretty obvious one that they're no longer working with them.
That's scary.
Maybe they should cut their losses, fire him, and change it to Papa N-Words Pizza.
Double down on it. That's a great idea.
Dang. Like, all he had to do was not say the N-word, and he would have been...
It's pretty damn hard.
It's just so goddamn fucking stupid that he got that far in and tried to defend it. It's like, shit happens. People say super stupid shit, fine, but there's no defense for it, period.
Yeah, what do you expect him to just be like, all right, I'm a fucking racist. You know, like, of course you gotta do something.
Well, no, all you have to do is be all like, I made a mistake, I'm an idiot, my bad. And nah, like, it'll still suck, but it'll be better than him saying, oh, the colonel gets away with it. Like, come the fuck off. Like, it wasn't even a whole, like, slip of the tongue. Like, he was trying to say, oh, I shot my gun and it had a trigger on it. It's like, it wasn't one of those. It was literally him intentionally saying it. There's nothing to defend.
It wasn't even just that he said the word. He went on and on, too. All about, like, some racist shit,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God.
Just a bad guy.
And there you go, guys. That is your Papa John's /penis podcast.
Papa John's the fucking man who wears blackface, and as he's being arrested, he's like, well, those 50 movies did it. Like, what the fuck?
Papa John's the kind of man that's no longer at his company.
But he still owns 30% of it.
Does he really? I thought they sold off his shares, too.
He's no longer the CEO.
They don't just get to sell it off. He has to sell it off.
I don't think that's how it works.
That's not true. Papa John's, they operate under different rules. I swear to God.
Under Papa John rules.
Look, at the end of the day...
John Schnatter rules.
At the end of the day, Papa John's still owns more than $530 million, so...
Oh, that's it? Oh.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. Yeah.
I mean, that's nothing. Wait until that drone arrives at his door.
My drone like catches a shot of him like man spreading.
Oh, so apparently his net worth is $1 billion.
Wait, Schnatter's net worth is $1 billion?
Yeah,
he's probably invested a lot of his money, Charlie. Even if his shares are only worth like $550 million,
he's
probably invested a lot.
He's basically 2/3 of a notch.
That should be our measurement for all things. Yeah,
for all monetary gains.
All right, we should wrap up.
Yeah we've been going.
Okay, you want to leave us? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're winding it down.
Speaking of which, do you want to shout out some of your stuff, Mr. Beast?
Shout out to my Twitch, Hug Bees. Just go follow. Make sure you subscribe.
Oh, that was so wholesome.
That was so nice.
Yeah, I'm a philanthropist, guys.
Aw.
There's charity case, Andrew. You like that?
Oh, I love being pitied. I love it.
Do I get 10 million views now? Isn't that how this works?
Absolutely.
All right.
Take us out, Jackson. Send us out, man.
Thank you, everyone.
You got to tell them to like the podcast, too. And to people listening this far, you obviously like Charlie, so you should subscribe. I mean, duh.
Oh, that's so cute. All right, Jackson, go...
Don't do any of that.
Go full YouTuber, man.
Yeah,
hit us with the smashing. Smash it for us, Jackson.
Smash the like button if you like the official podcast. Leave a comment if you've got something to tell us about. Anything. Tell us whatever you want. Just leave a comment, please. We need those comments. Remember to like. I already said that, but smash that like button again. Sign up for an alt account if you can. Make a new account. Smash that like button. Leave another comment.
We'll see you next week. It's bad for your session time because then they would just only watch that one video.
Watch the whole video once on your first account, then watch it again on the second account. If you got any more accounts, please keep watching it. Let's just leave it on repeat. That works, doesn't it? Yeah. Maybe hire some bot farms for us. Do whatever you can to help out the podcast.
Don't tell us about farms. We need plausible deniability.
And comment how big you think Charlie's penis actually is, because I think 4 inches is a little big.
No, 6.5 inches hard. Check about 3 inches Patreon. Soft.
We remember got nice comment. Bonus episodes. The last one is with Mumkey. So have fun with it.
And please, thanks everyone. Comment, if you're listening to this on YouTube, please consider listening to it on an audio platform such as iTunes or Spotify. That helps us in the long run.
Like this video even if you didn't like it. See ya.
If you're listening on Spotify, like the video.
There's no way this is all making it in. You cut this off a minute ago.
Oh, fuck. Goodbye.
Or I just said that so you could leave that in. And I
goodbye.